Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
Okay, clean sheet of paper or draw a line, and I want you to write at the top five keys to succeeding with expired listings. You saw it outside a database. It's our number one source for sellers in the last 90 days. I mean, we were rolling through those. You saw the addresses, the prices, the commissions, number one source outside of database. So, five keys to succeeding with expireds. Remember, this is going to be rapid fire. I'm going to give you all of the content that I had planned on giving you anyways. It's just in a little bit less time, so it's going to move fast. Number one, the home didn't sell because of their agent, not the market. The home didn't sell because of their agent, comma, not the market. They're going to try to tell you it was the market. They're going to try to say, well, you know, market just wasn't the same as it was last year at this time. And so, you know, it wasn't our agent's fault. No, I believe in my heart of hearts, if a listing doesn't sell, if a listing expires, if my listing expires, it's my fault. Well, what about the sellers that just don't take your advice, Jeff? I should have done a better job of getting them to take my advice. Okay, I can maybe buy into that. But what about the sellers who, you know, their house is a pigsty? I should have done a better job of coaching them on how to help their home to show better or reducing the price to offset that. With 1,000% certainty, you have to buy into the idea and do not let them try to talk, because they're going to try to talk you into the fact that it wasn't their agent. Now, I'm not suggesting you ever disparage their previous agent. I don't even talk about their previous agent. But in our scripts, it's designed to ask them questions. So what did you like about your experience, and what do you feel like maybe they could have done differently? It's planting the thoughts of, well, maybe it could have been my agent. Number one, it didn't sell because of their agent. Number two, we have to help them understand that a different plan is all they need. We have to help them understand that a different plan is all they need. You guys have heard me say this before, if you want to write this one down. If we all did the same thing, wouldn't we all get the same results? We hear that from expireds often. Ah, we don't need a new agent. You guys do all the same things anyways. Oh, we don't need, you know, let's just say you're a RE/MAX agent. We were listed with RE/MAX. We don't need another RE/MAX agent. Well, wait a minute. If all RE/MAX agents did the same things, they'd all sell the same number of homes, right? Exactly. Help them understand that a different plan is all they need. Number three, get them back to their original motivation as fast as possible. The biggest mistake agents make when they work expireds is they talk about listing their home for sale. In fact, there's a script out there today that agents are still using. Oh my gosh, it's so dated. I was calling to see when you're planning and interviewing the right agent for the job of selling your home. Consumers don't want to think about selling their house. They want to think about where they would go if it sold. Get them back to their original motivation. Number four, create a custom expired presentation. It should look a little different than your normal listing appointment material. Create a custom expired listing presentation. Several of you have been through Listing Mastery. Every single time we do Listing Mastery, it gets an update. This might be one of the things that's going to be included in the next round. Number five, become known as the guy or gal that can sell the tough stuff. You heard Alana say that from the stage. I mean, that was totally unscripted, unprompted. She was actually kind of referring to things that were even before she became part of the organization. She said, well, you nailed frequency and you were branding yourself as someone that can handle the tough stuff, which says a lot to the stuff that isn't, says a lot to a consumer that maybe doesn't have a tough listing to sell. Become known as the guy or gal, if you want to specialize in this, that can sell the tough stuff. All right, Jeff, where are we finding expireds today? There's three resources that you can find expireds today. All three of them happen to be here. Now, I will tell you, I have personal experience with Vulcan 7 and Red X. Those are the two that we're using right now. I don't have any personal experience in using LandVoice for expireds, but I hear they do a pretty good job. So I can't tell you what level of a job they do. You know, I'm not really endorsing any one over the other. I'm just saying we use Red X and Vulcan 7 for those. And their booths are out there. Next, what methods are you using today to work these expireds? There's actually seven different methods that we're using today. We call them. We text them. These are, by the way, in order of effectiveness. We call them, we text them. Remember, assume the position. Okay, you saw the level of intensity that I use when I work them. We call them, we text them, we visit them at their door. You guys have heard the story. If I didn't have an appointment to go on, my coach said, Jeff, just go see them at their door. What else you got to do? Call, text, visit at their door. Use the same script as you would over the phone. Just use it at their door. Number four is we email them. And we email them with the subject line, are you dot, dot, dot. Are you dot, dot. Keep it simple. I don't want some fancy graphs and charts and marketing material and all this stuff in your email. Don't make it look like you're trying to sell me on why I should list with you. Here's the biggest mistake that agents make when they try to work this source of business. They're sending something with a subject line of 9 reasons why homes don't sell. That sounds salesy. That means you're trying to sell me on how you can list my home. You're going to be the one out of probably 30 emails they get, because it's all market relative, but you're going to be one out of the 10 or one out of the 30 with a subject line of are you dot, dot, dot. First line of the email. Don't even put their name in it. First line of the email. Ready? Still accepting offers on your home on blank street? Question mark. Why do I want that to be the first line of the email? Because then it's automatically going to be the pre-header. I think you're all familiar with what the pre-header is. The pre-header is the first line that they see in their phone when they're scrolling their emails. Whoa, this dude or this gal might have an offer for me. I'm going to open this email. Are you dot, dot, dot? Body of the email. Still accepting offers on your home on blank street. Name and cell phone. That's it. Well, Jeff, I don't, what if they respond with, do you have an offer? My response, I don't know. I haven't seen your house yet. I work with hundreds of buyers or dozens of buyers. And I'm going to be in your area later this afternoon. I'd love to stop by and take a look. Well, you know, we're not going to be listing it, so you might be wasting your time. Oh, I love hearing that. When they tell me, don't bother coming out, you'd be wasting your time, it's like game on. I'll show you once I get there. You're going to change your mind. Call, text, visit, email. Next, direct mail. Direct mail. Now, direct mail isn't as effective as it used to be as it relates to expireds, and it still works in good conjunction with my calls or showing up at their door, because it's like now they're familiar with me. Call, text, visit, email, direct mail, social media, which means we're direct message. We're finding them on social media. Well, how do you find them on social media? Well, because, you know, Vulcan or Red X or Lamboys or whoever gives me their email address, I take their email address, I plop it into Google, I hit search, and up comes all their social media. And so I can DM them, PM. Now watch, they land in their spam in most cases, all right? That's okay, because a certain percentage of people check their filtered messages, and that's all right. It's all a numbers game. We talk all the time about how the goal is still to get 10 contacts per hour. But instead of giving 10 contacts per hour over the phone, it might be 6 over the phone, 2 via text message, 2 via email, right? We're still getting the same, we're still getting 10 contacts per hour. It's just a different type. And then finally, geofencing. Geofencing, which is, and we use Facebook for that. We create a custom audience on Facebook. So once a month, we take all the email addresses from the data providers. We create a custom audience on Facebook, and for the next 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, that seller is seeing our ads on social media. Still considering moving, you know, we target the messaging specifically to expireds. We cover a lot of this stuff in Listing Mastery. If you get the chance, you'll learn more on that. Okay, now I'm going to shift to door knocking. Why am I going to talk about door knocking right now? Well, because here's what I know. In 21 years of doing this, door knocking is more effective today than it's been in my 21 years. Isn't it so fascinating? Technology has gone like this, and the most traditional technique ever that you would think would go like that has actually gone like this too. Why is that? Think about it for a second. More people are home. More people are answering their doors. More people are likely to open the door for a complete stranger because they have the security cameras and you're showing up professionally dressed. So let me share with you some best practices as it relates to going out and getting in front of someone's door. And listen, I know the thought process. Oh man, I feel like, you know, the window sales guy or the furnace sales guy or, you know, the roofer, you know, all the, you know, the, I don't want to be, you know, one of those sleazy salespeople. Well, you're not, because you're making 10 times what they make when they get a sale. And what you do with the money, obviously, that makes you a success, because you either become wealthier, you invest it, or you put it back into your business. So you're not some sleazy sales guy or gal by showing up at someone's front door. When they show up and they get a window contract for $30,000, they're making a, you know, $1,200 commission or a $900 commission. You show up and you're making a $10,000 commission. They would love to be in your shoes. So don't think of yourself like that. Okay, best practices. Couple quick best practices. Next, I wrote down number one. Absolutely the most optimal time to get results at the door is between 3:30 and 5 o'clock. Without question, 3:30 to 5. All right, we talked with Drisdell and his team. They went a little early. They went out at 1 and 2 o'clock. I remember the first call afterwards. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I said 3 o'clock. He said, well, it's a big neighborhood. We had to start a little earlier. And I said, no, just break it up between 2 days. Don't try to knock them out all in one day. Your time is money. We talked about that. ROT. Your ROT will be the highest between 3:30 and 5. The best days to door knock. Ready? Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I get the question from time to time, what about weekends? Late Saturday mornings are okay. I just like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Late Saturday morning doesn't work for my schedule. Optimal time, optimal days, expectations. The standard should be 3 contacts per 10 doors. 3 contacts per 10 doors is a standard. You're going to have some days where you get 4 for 10. Essentially, my rule of thumb was always like, hey, if you get 1/3 of the people to answer, you're winning. There was a day where it was only about 20% of the people that you knocked on answered their door. That's gone up. It's about a third today. So the standard 3 contacts per 10 knocks. By the way, best practice. Always, okay, so I wrote down, park and walk up to the door with confidence. Okay, so here's a little tip, and you don't have to write this down, but when I'm getting out of my car to go up to their front door, I assume that they're standing in their window watching. Seriously. So just know, some cases they are, by the way. So just know every time you go to walk up to a front door, just know that they're watching you. All right? So don't do any weird stuff, you know, on your way up, you know, like. They're watching you the second you get out of your car. All right? Have a folder, clipboard, or something in hand so you look prepared. Okay? You look prepared, you look professional. Next, dress professionally. They're judging you. At a minimum, if you're not in a suit or a sport coat or some sort of dress, at least have a name tag on, okay? Having a name tag gives a homeowner comfort because they can identify you. Dress professionally. They're watching you. Have a name tag or maybe even a company-branded polo. Again, this is, I've knocked on probably, I don't know, 10,000 doors. This is just the best practices. Again, it was one of those things I sat back and thought, okay, what do I do differently? What am I conscious of? Once you knock on their door, I want you to take 3 steps back. So knock, 1, 2, 3. Okay, why is that? Okay, because you're not gonna do this. Hi. Okay, that's a very threatening position. You might have noticed that I actually, when I took the step back, I angled my body. That was intentional, okay? This is a conflicting pose. This is a conflicting stance, standing straight on. You always want to be angled to one side or another, all right? Next, always introduce yourself right away. Okay, don't follow the copywriting rules at the door because they want to know that you're safe. Always introduce yourself right away. Next, if they're standoffish, my favorite script that gets them to lower their guard is this. Oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm just the neighborhood realtor. Oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm just the, not a, notice my language. I'm sorry, I'm just the neighborhood realtor. That's a feeling of, oh, does he live here? Maybe he's my neighbor. I better be nice to him. So if you get like a, hey, what are you doing? No solicitors. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm just the neighborhood realtor. Well, who gets to define who the neighborhood realtor is? No one does. So in this case, you do. Okay? If they have a, you know, no solicitation, or if they're strong with you, here's another one, here's another script that I found myself using often at the door. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm just your neighbor. I'm just the neighborhood realtor. I'm not here to sell you anything. Okay, if they don't answer, leave whatever you're going to share with them at their door. If they don't answer, leave whatever you were going to share with them at the door. Sometimes, for me, if it's hybrid farming, you're going to have a front and back flyer. If it's an expired, I'm going to have my actual expired listing presentation, minus the contracts. I'm going to give them everything, because I know I'm going to be following up with them. Also, never forget, this is just a tip while you're out there, never forget to go live and get footage for social media while you're out there. Kill two birds with one stone. Hey, I'm out here on Banana Street, and I'm just checking in to see who is looking to sell a house today so I can put more inventory on the market for you. If you know anyone that's looking to move to this side of town or in this neighborhood, have them reach out to me, because I'm working hard right now. I want you to come across as having a strong work ethic. You're out in the field taking listings to create inventory for buyers.
At the midway point of my year, every year, I take a look at what's working in my business and I double down on it. And I take a look at what's not working in my business and I eliminate it. Hi, I'm Realtor Jeff Glover, and I'm excited to announce that I'm going to share with you everything we're going to do to list and sell over 1,000 homes this year right here in my market. You've got the chance to be surrounded by over 1,000 agents from all over North America, from all brokerages. July 15th through the 18th, we're going to be in a little town called Traverse City, Michigan. It's a gorgeous resort town at the Grand Traverse Resort. You can go to gloveru.com/retreat. That's gloveru.com/retreat, or click the link below to take a look at the 3.5-day schedule of one-on-one interviews, masterminds, breakout sessions, main stage segments, and of course, keynote speakers. 3.5 days surrounded by the best of the best in the industry. In the middle of the summer, it's a perfect time to get away and prepare yourself for the second half of the year. We'll see you this July.